So please do get some breakfast, some coffee, some tea, whatever, some juice, and find a spot on one of the tables. We are having a breakfast service here this morning, and at your tables, we are asking, what does it take to be an athlete? And I invite you to come and pick an item from my sports bag here that you believe an athlete really needs. Everyone who is not yet sitting down, could you please all later sit with Tom's table, the table where Tom is sitting. Okay, so who has got an idea then for me? What do you need to be an athlete? Dedication, yes. Shoes, okay, shoes, yes. Mind you, there are people in some countries who don't use shoes, eh, and still are athletes. Absolutely. Sorry? Perseverance, yes. Determination, okay. Sorry? Courage, yes, absolutely, Deborah, courage. To start in the first place, isn't it? Anything else? Sorry? Proper diet. And fluids and care
and
talent. We need talent to be a to be an athlete. Sorry, could you go and sit with Tom at his table? I kind of feel as if no one is really listening what I'm asking them to do. Oh, okay, good. Well, oh, okay. Okay, good, 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 good. So why did you pick the shoe out of the bag? Was that because you thought that was what an athlete really needs? Yes, a shoe. Good. And what did you pick, David?
So we took the water bottle.
The water bottle.
Proper hydration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great. So this table chose a water bottle because as an athlete we need proper hydration. Otherwise, or we, they. Otherwise, they will not get anywhere. Did you pick an item? Yes, you did. A skipping rope. Why did you choose the skipping rope? Okay. They need to keep training, so they would use a skipping rope for training, yes? Okay. And this table, did you pick anything from the bag? Oh, that's a towel. Okay. So there was a lot of thought going in there, I can see. Why did you pick the towel? The top of the pile. Okay, good. Good. Tom and Barbara, can you sit on this table as well or not? Oh, the... I hope you're doing that right, otherwise I could be sued for... So they took the blood pressure monitor. Why did you choose that one?
Because it looked an interesting bag.
It did look an interesting bag. I thought that would be the case. Okay, why do athletes need a blood pressure monitor?
To see that they're not overexerting themselves.
To see that they're not overexerting themselves. Okay, to maybe check on their health or not. Yeah,
yeah.
Good. Check they're still alive and going. Are you okay, Tom? Are you alive and healthy?
Or?
I think that is fine. No, it's not. Oh, that is, yes. Okay, well, Pamela will help you with... Okay, well, as soon as we know that Tom's blood pressure is good... We will actually... No, don't worry. You get your blood pressure done first. In the meantime, I will tell you, the Lancaster Road United Reformed Church, just down the road, did a holiday club this week, and some of us here were there to help out, were there to tell stories, were there to take part in it. And so we thought, we will tell you about it. And they were doing this theme called Champions. And it was all connected with the Olympic Games being on, of course. So they were looking at the champions of the Olympic Games, about being athletes, and about the fact that we, as Christians, are a kind of athlete, running a course and running a race for Christ. So today, we will take a little bit from the Holiday Club and apply it here and think a little bit deeper about it. And we will use some of the games that they used. Oh no, not the games. Some of the some of the songs that they used, some of the readings that they used. They did some great art. Look, this is a javelin thrower or however. And they made it so cool that you can actually see him throw the javelin. It actually, yeah. So one of the things that they did was making flags. So on your table, there are little pieces of paper and little, how do you call them, straws? And we, whilst you're listening, because we know that some people listen better when they have got something to do or money to count or something. And so you can draw a flag, and I invite you to draw a flag that would show how a flag would look if you were not on Team GB, but on Team Jesus. So draw a flag that represents you being on Team Jesus. Now, here's one that I made before, as you do. Just an idea. And there is double-sided tape on some of the tables. Please do look around if you need something. And if you just put two next to each other, you can just roll it around the straw and it will stick. And all the clever people who understand this will help you if you need some help.